I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on the victory. Thanks for joining us for a few minutes. Just take us inside that locker room right now and what the reaction was after the game, because the Giants, unfortunately, the last few years have seen a lot of losing football, and to start the year off 2-0 is just an unbelievable accomplishment.
Yeah, man, it feels great. You know, I think they said, 2016 was the last time we were 2-0. So, you know, it feels good to have a good start for a change. And, you know, we just real humble here, and we're just ready to get back to work this week and focus on next week's game.
What have been your impressions so far about Brian Daboll? Because it looks like the Giants just have a newfound energy with him as the head football coach.
I feel like, man, since day one, Dave's been here, I feel like the energy has been a lot different. And, you know, I'm glad he's here. You know, I love going to war with him every Sunday. So, you know, I feel like he's doing a great job here. I'm just glad I get to play for him.
When we get to Wink Martindale, your new defensive coordinator, we know he's been around the league for a lot of time. What does he bring to your football team, especially the approach that you guys had today up against the Carolina Panthers?
Wink bring anything. You know, he's going to throw the kitchen sink at you, you know. So, you know, I feel like he's real aggressive. You know, he ain't scared of nothing. You don't ever flinch at nothing. You know, I feel like we're adopting that mentality as a whole. And, you know, we're just going to keep working, keep our head down, and, you know, get ready for next week.
What was it about your team this week? Because you guys had a real emotional win last week. You were down 13 to Tennessee. You come on back with the team now with the new coaching staff. We were wondering if the Giants were going to have a letdown game and maybe get a little bit complacent. Why wasn't that the case this week?
The coaches, you know, the big thing this week was, you know, keep your head down and keep working, you know. It's just one win. You know, we got way bigger goals than being 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. You know, we're just going to keep working. Keep throwing punches every single week and, you know, come back ready to work.
How about what you saw from Daniel Jones today? That was a big conversion that he had late in the game on third down. Yeah. Once again, the Giants being aggressive.
No, you know, as a guy, you know, that got drafted with Danny in 2019, I root for him, like, heavy. Like, you know, that's my boy. So, you know, just to see him have some success and make some big plays to help the team win, you know, like, we all knew he could do it. You know what I'm saying? So just to see it actually come out and, but, you know, the fans and the world seen it too. It's great, you know, and he deserves it. So I'm glad to see that.
This is a huge year for Daniel Jones. Since you know him so well, what do you tell people that doubt him and say that maybe he's not going to be the franchise quarterback of the Giants?
Hey, just watch. Just get your popcorn and watch. That's all I got to say.
For your individual performance, how do you look back on what you were able to do today, O'Shane Zimenez, being able to get after Baker Mayfield and take him down one time?
I'm just glad I get to help this team win, man. You know, every opportunity I get, you know, I'm just looking to run with it and, you know, do everything I can to help the team.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate a few minutes, and congratulations once again on the victory.
All right, thank you.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.